a part on social media, and you're reluctant to pursue them in the courts because, one, it's difficult, two, they haven't got any assets. If you get a judgment, it costs you a lot of money, you don't get your money back. But I think they're all on notice here because there's been a judgment in a court in New South Wales, the Supreme Court, by Justice Lucy McCallum. A New South Wales man who used his own website to make allegations of corruption and bribery against a local councillor has been ordered to pay $80,000 in damages for defamation. In a case that serves as a cautionary tale for self-publishers, Lucy McCallum also granted a permanent injunction to restrain Bungendore man Alan Powell, which is down near Canberra, from publishing the irrational allegations against a Shire councillor named Richard Graham in the future. Mr. Powell, a former solicitor and bookshop owner, accused the council of corruption, bribery, fraud and incompetence in a series of 8 articles, as well as an email sent out to councillors and mass media outlets. Among the most serious allegations made by Mr. Powell was that Mr. Graham had defrauded at least $60,000 from the City to Soil program. Anyway, Justice McCallum said in a preliminary judgment in December last year that the nature and complexity of the procedures is such that he plainly requires assistance settling the terms of the defence, and referred to Mr. Powell to the court's pro bono panel. But he didn't file an amended defence and didn't appear in court again. Justice Robert Beach Jones entered a default judgment, a judgment where there's not been a full hearing, against Mr. Powell in March. In September, Justice McCallum assessed damages at $80,000. You see, there's a bloke, what's that bloke's name that does Wiki something or other? Peter Wicks, who's a former Labor councillor out in the northwestern part of Sydney, who's made outrageous claims about me and other people. Well, Mr. Wicks will be on notice, even though he seems to fly under the radar, because he puts out under this social media forum, I think he calls it Wiki something or other, not WikiLeaks or Wiki something. WixiLeaks, that's right, WixiLeaks, not WikiLeaks, WixiLeaks. And he's I've checked him out with various Labor operatives and they don't seem to have too much time for him, but he's one who could be targeted by many people for the defamatory things he writes on his little red website. Anyway, a warning to all those sort of people that they may be confronting rather significant problems if they continue down that path. Michael Checker is all but the Australian Rugby Union coach, and they need to act quickly because they've got...